Good morning. The Bnei Yisachar brings in a sefer Agrav de Pirko that he has a tradition that if a person's going on the way and he's farblanjit, he's completely wandering aimlessly, he's lost, he should mechaven the shame Reish Aleph Hey, Re'ei, which is the 69th shame of the Ayin Beis Shemus. And to be very, very honest, I don't have any Eitzik in the Storis, I'm not a Kabbalist, I don't have a clue what he's talking about. But what does it mean for us in Derech Avoid? So it was Einikul, the Munkacher, and Shai Yisoscher, and Al Derech the Kostner Rav, and Armole, and Meiritikavort. We said last week, Barichus, that Chuydish Elul, that Rizal says, is called Derech. Hanoisin Bayom Derech. Which I'm not going to repeat and explain. Trust me, Shuvah is called Derech. Whatever, various psukim. The idea of Chodesh El is derech. And if a person is farblonjit, he's lost in El, right? So you should mechavin Parshas Re'ei. This week's Parsha is a limud of how a person can get back on the straight and narrow path through understanding the Parsha. Because the Parsha obviously connects to Chodesh El. Meiritikin Ramozim in Sforim Akdoshim. Actually, the Ermole, Kostnerov says, Amoridik Avort. The Iker judgment is from Rish Chodesh Elul, right? Until Ishana Rabbah. Ishana Rabbah, at night, the hour before Chatzos, that's the Iker time of the Gemar Sima Toiv. So there are 50 days from Aleph to Rish Chodesh Elul, this coming Shabbos of Elul Toiv, till Adva Adachal, until the 20th of Erev Ishana Rabbah. Which is 12 times, which is 24 times 50, is 1,200, 1,200, plus 5 hours till the hour before Chatzos, so it's 1,205, which is already merumas in the pasuk in the word Re'ei, Bechzoras, Aleph, Le'elef, Aleph could be either one or a thousand, as you can do in Sforim. So Re'ei, Reish, Aleph, Hey is 1,205. Is already merumas on this. Indian, I say every year, the fame that. The Blujer writes in Sfila Tzadik, famous El that Re'ei is Nutrikun. Elul, Aleph is Elul, the Reish Hei is Rosh Hashanah. And El Rosh Hashanah is Gimatria, Chsiva, Chsima, Toivik Yedua. Or this year when it's Rosh Chodesh, the Tzadik Erev Rebbe says, Re'ei is Nutrikun, Rosh Chodesh El Hayoim. And he says, therefore, Re'ei Anuchin is in Lufneichem Hayoim. Everyone knows the famous Zohar HaKadosh and Parshas Bui, that Hayoim refers to Rosh Hashanah, but he Hayoim says in Zohar, that's when the Eibishter stands to judge the world. Re'ei Anuchin is in Lufneichem Hayoim. Al Derech, the famous Prat of the Thousand of Kufpehei. Before you mamlich the Eibishter with the Kiyah Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, you have a whole month of Kiyah Shofar. Al derech zehir, Re'ei Anuchi Noisin Lefneichem Hayoim. Before Rosh Hashanah, you could already chaperein, and therefore he says the words Re'ei Anuchi Noisin Lefneichem Hayoim Brachu Klala is gimatri exactly tiku b'chodesh shofar, the month when you blow shofar the whole month. And therefore, Re'ei Anuchi Noisin is gimatria Hanoisin Bayom Derech, and Lefneichem Hayoim is gimatria El plus Derech, etc., etc. Which it fits in perfectly with the Radomsker and Chesed Lavram says a very similar word. Everyone knows the Shalokol is really from Kadmoinim. That we say the pasuk says, Aryeh Shoag Milo Yirin, Aryeh is Notrikun. Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Mishnah Rabbah. In the word Re'ei, you have three of these four things. You don't have Yom Kippur. Norvos. So what do you do? What Yer Bakayir? What is the trop? What's the tam on Re'ei? Revi is it's symbolized by a dot, which is similar to a yud. And therefore, that's like the Indian of Kesa, which is higher than the Oyus, etc., etc., which is Yom Kippur, which is Olam Habina, which is the world of Tshuva, etc., etc. So everything is already merumis in this pasuk. Therefore, the Rosh Tevis, Re'ei Anuchi Noisin Lefneichem, is Gimatria, El B'miluay. You have everything. You have Hayoim, you have Anoichi, Anoichi is Gimatria Kisei, which is the Olam of Bina, etc. Everything is connected in this expression. So the Kostnerov says, Es HaBrocha Asher Tishmu. Ayid gets on the straight, narrow, Alt Kitten fine. Vim Loisish. What happened to Vim Rachman Lassan is whatever. Ober De Ebrish, then there's a bunch of clothes. Ober De Ebrish is Teva Toiv Lehetiv, you want to be Metiv Libri Yosef. So what do we do? im lo yisishru visartim. The Eibishter gives us a way to be meiser, to take away all the klolos and all the negativity. How is that? Min haderech. Because the Eibishter gave us a month of Elul, which we just said before is the derech. And if a person gets on the straight and narrow in Elul, he can masakin them afreya. And therefore I understand that on the word in the important form that Jacob Adayin brings, anoichi noisein lefneichem hayoim bracha, is gematria tshuva shlema, complete tshuva, which is also Begimatria 1099, I said this many times, Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chai Yechidim. What does this mean to me? I got to explain what's going on here. It's a very deep, very important, seminal idea. The famous vort that Rav Huttner would very often chazer in Chodesh El, and he would say, the Welt says that Tshuva is the Pshat, Besserver. So Tshuva doesn't mean becoming a better person. Tshuva is their Pshat Andeshver. Tshuva is not, as people often think, I realize I have this and this chesaron, and this mitzvah, and this whatever, and this midah, right? So I'll try to better myself, to improve myself, in this chitzoniistic idea, the concept. Tshuva is the pshat, andeshven, tshuva is radical metamorphosis, complete, utter transformation. Let me try to explain, briefly. The Samachsadek and the Sechas is a moilitik emotion, a very simple emotion, but very deep. A person has a be'er. Today we all have indoor plumbing. Amol, how did you drink all the water which is pushed at the highest hydration of a person? You had a be'er, and you have to go and shep the water from the well. Where does the water come into the well? There's a mayim. And the mayim is attached to the mayim of the tohim. The deep waters, subterranean waters. And there's a mayim. And the mayin, tipin, little drops up from the mayin trickle into the be'er, and you have your well, and every morning you come with your bucket and you could shep the water. If you, to be able that the be'er is working, that it provides you with life-giving waters, you have to make sure that there's no blockage in the be'er. Because amal, the lichluch, there's the dirt, there's the grime, the grease, the leaves, whatever, and it causes that the opening which leads from the mayin to the be'er, it gets stuffed up. And when it gets stuffed up, it no longer flows. Right? Nervostot. So what happens if a person, day after day, no, a normal Bala boss has to take care of his be'er. But what happens if a person is negligent? And he licked an andersachen, right? And he doesn't clean out the be'er where there's a blockage, where the waters don't penetrate. So it stops flowing. So you realize, Gewalt, there's no water, right? They go Wasser, can't live like this. So what does the Baal HaBos do? He goes there and he starts, hey, it gets a bit dirty, puts on his wellies, his boots, and just cleaning out to get rid of the block, the grime and the dirt. What he doesn't realize, much of the simple setting, it's a deep muscle. What he doesn't realize is, there's the zrima of the water in the toim. It's coming to the mai, creates a mai. And it flows with a power. And if you leave the thing unblocked for a long time, you know what's going to happen? Right? Pshat is the stream of the water, as a koyach, eventually, sort of Meister Bekiva. It's going to go, and the water, the mahalich, the stream, will go somewhere else and take a different course. And then there'll be a mayin, will come forth and spring out, ergesandish. And therefore you could stand on your head, right, and undo all the blockage, or Johnny come lately, to remove the whatever, it's going elsewhere. Valderechsen avoides Hashem, the nimshal is, there's tohoim, there's infinite waters of the Ebershtus Ein Sof. And there's a mayin which comes from it. Mayin yotzimis Hashem, v'hishkas nachal shit. And what happens? A yid is a bit negligent. There's a blockage. A blockage, okay, you can come once a week and you remove the blockage. But what happens if there's constant neglect? Then the chayis, the early key, the shefa, goes somewhere else. And then you could sit there, chodesh el, and you're trying to undo the blockage. For fallen. Your chayis, your life force went to sitracher, went to somebody else. You could sit there and undo the blockage, but the zrima of the mayin is somewhere else. What's the eight? So what do you got to do? Be practical. To sit there and undo the rubbish, but the rubbish is not there anymore. But it's still not, the mayin is not coming to me. I have to be choyfer be'oimik, to dig much, much deeper until I'll reach the mayan, reach the meitoim. And then I'll be able, then the bear will work once again. When a person just tries to remove b'chitzoinius, the blockage of timtum alev, the whatever, which there is there, v'net altik v'net meisim bom, elevin tamtum bom, it's good health. That's the kind of person you are. And the chodesh el is prat, andeshver, just dig deeper within the person. And that's why it says in Sfarim HaKadoshim, the avoid of Chodesh El, of Tshuva, Betzem, is to megalith what's called the Eisan Sheb in Neshama. There are deep powers that the Eibishter gave to the Neshama, which are not seen, which are what we call subterranean, under the, below the radar, underneath the, you don't see it, b'chitzoinis. You have a Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama, three parts of Neshama, which correspond to your intellect, your emotions, your action, down here. But that is not good enough to do tshuva. The reason why tshuva is mechaper on a virus is because it digs deeper into a deeper part of the of the neshama, which normally under normal circumstances, just through normal Torah, mitzvahs, ba'isim tovim, midos tovim, you don't normally reach. That's called the eisan sheb neshama. That's why Chodesh Tishrei is called Yerach Eisonim. And what does that achieve? What does that accomplish? Chazal say, why do you blow shofar? So the Gemara says, the Medrash says, Amar Bavo is like a shofar. The Eibush is machnis mitzadechod, and it comes up, menameitzar karos, you go, I'm not even merchav. Says the Eibush are on one side, you have all the kitrugim of the sotan v'katile, and the Eibush says it comes in one side, and it comes out radically different. Shtelzuch the shayla, why do you need for the Eibush to what? Hear the mekatregim, from one side, that's the tsar of the shofar. And come after Merchav on the other side, would it not have been better if the Eibishtach Avarachman would not hear the Mekatregim at all? The Emes is the same Shaila. It's a $64,000 question. You could ask the Parshas Bilam. Potzik says, Vayapech Hashem Likecha L'chol Asakolo L'brocho K'yehev Hashem Likecha. We say in Potzik, V'le'ova Hashem Likecha L'shmoyel. God didn't want to hear Bilam, because the Eibishtach loves Kal Yisrael, and therefore, but if, it's a steer minei ubei, minei shul zeif. If the Eibishter didn't want to hear the colors of Bilam, hello, so why in the world, how in the world is mahapich the color? The fact is mahapich the color, because I heard the colors, is mahapich. And then initially you say the Eibishter b'chal didn't want to hear. Now pshat is, why can't the Eibishter just not be misyachis, not listen at all to the colors? Because if the Abish doesn't listen to the kolos bleiben, or it's subterranean, it's not on the surface. Or it's still there. Al derech mashal Chazal, there's a machlokes when it says you bring kvosim for achatos. What is the meaning of the word keves? I know also it's a sheep. I also share. Right? Machlokes beshamay and beshil. One is it's miloshin beshamay holds kuyvish oven, to bury, to like subdue. So, right? Beis Hill says Miloshin Kuyves. One is it's deer. No, I bury it. Right? The other is I change the mahus. That's pshat in Emes, the deepest Truva, is not the Lashon HaRambam says it was Truva. People often think that Truva is to change your action. Truva is not only Shini Maisa, which obviously it is also, but it's Shini of the mahus of the person, to become a different person. Nishna does that the ra in the person, the klola gufa should be mishapich. I'll give you an example. Remember Eden came to Mora and v'yuchul ishtis mayim ki morim heim at this forum taich? So what did the Eibishter tell Moshe? Take an eitz and throw it into the, right? And the mayim becomes sweetened. What kind of eitz did Moshe Rabbeinu take? Sugar cane, honey. Something bitter. Machlokes the Chazal, it's Gzayis, Ardafuni, whatever. But it itself was bitter. You take something bitter, and through the bitterness itself, the Soita. You have Mayim Hamorim, Hamoirim, right? And then Gufa, if she's pure, then Vidiksa, Vinizra, Zora, then all the brachas come, Dafke from the Mayim Hamorim. The idea here is the Eibishter wants to take the colors of negativity and be mahapich it to goodness, to chsodim, to change from choshech to from chashucha le'ira u'merira le'miska kolash nazoir. Right? How does that come? It's not natural. That only comes when you dig deeper within the person to a deeper level. Choifer deep until you come to the toim. Where everything is, that's like the essence of what tshuva is. Becoming a new person, a different person. Where do I see this in this week's parasha? Start at the beginning. Usually the essence, the etzem, the mahus of a parasha is the beginning of a parasha. Kidu and Svarim Adish. If I had the time, I'll go through about 25 kashas now in the beginning psukim of this week's parasha. But if I had the time, just think out yourself. Re'ei, why Re'ei? Why not Shemiah? Why Re'ei Lashon Yochid and Lefdeichem is Lashon Rabim? Anoichi, why Anoichi? To Moshe Rabbeinu, to the Eibishter, why Anoichi? All the kind. Noisei and Matona, what's a Matona here? Lefneichem, plural, why is it Lefneichem and not Lechem? Right? Hayoim, the whole Yoim, three times repeated Hayoim, totally redundant. What would I not know of Hayoim? Bracha, Uklola should have said Bracha, Oiklola. And the Targum says Bracha is Bracha. And Klola is Litusa, curse. Targum Yushalmi, Targum Yonis and Uziel says, Uklola Vichiluf. Right? Noch, the Veltfres, everyone asked, the Gemara says in Makis, that Kilos Chacham Afilu Al Tanayu Bo. So, Achmon Al Sandra, the Torah, Ferlich Klolos, Afilu Al Tanay, it's not very good schmack here. Many other diukim. The Chazal say, "Re'ei anoyich inoyis and losneichem." This is geboyt and the positive mipi el eichal lebipi elyin leseitzi aroyis vatoif. That's punkt verkehrt in the Bible. Re'ei anoyich the Eibishter anoyich, right? And bechal the Eibishter not miyachas shmoyel. There's various all kinds of questions, and then you come to the, and then Chazal say, they're just clear. You would think that I gave you the brachas nikola is l'ra chas v'shalom. I gave it l'toyv. Why would you think that the Eibishter is aguter? Even the kolos are forever, right? When the kolos gate of the shemesh will ask all the brachas, why would you have a havamina, right? That the brachas were given l'ra. Then after, right afterwards, it starts to get to after the smichas, the mice of har grizim and har evil. Yeah, remember Rashi talks about enochin etzulakem the brachas. Where is har grizim har evil? That's just one. A whole list. Achri, Alhemebe, Vayadi, Shemesh, Rezganani, Mula Gilgal, Eitzalimah, Hagansalis. Get yourself a GPS. What's your problem? The Torah got to tell me a whole list of all these simonim. And for what? Then there's a famous Medrash, previously in Medrash Rabbah. Shaila is, they ask Halacha, what are you allowed to make hafsokis in the Torah? Says the Chashanu Chacham, no, you can't. One person has to read all the whole Teichah by itself. Why? How do I know? Because it says Re'ei Anuichi Noyisnof Teichah Mayoyim. What's the Raya? What's it? It's various. I have no time to elaborate. But the Satmarov says a Moirid Dikavot. He says it, but everyone says in the same Nekuda. The Emes says we've said countless times whenever we came to the Teichah. That be'emes, the pnimius of the teicha are the most gewaldige brachas. I've said hundreds of stories of Hashem different. The pnimius of all the klolos are the higher than the brachas benigel, which are bezgali. In fact, in Zohar it says the Eliyahu Novi explained to Rashbi how all the teicha are brachas. The Gemara be'emes says it regarding Behedia, not brachas. Behedia explained to Rava various psukim. Right? So the Satmarov says, since the Teichacha are really the hoibin a lofty brachas from Almud Diskasya from a very high source. And we're simple, ordinary people, ve'ini tonu yidei admo. If you never know where to stop, you could be, the Sirufi Oisi is here in letters and words, and we know nothing about it. So if you stop in the middle, you may be destroying all of these sources of chesed and racham and gevaldige brachas. Therefore we say it all in one go. Says the Vina Rav, Araya Datu, the Bemis Chusoyfer, Chusoyfer says, where are these brachas and klolos? So the pasuk says, what? The brachas are on har grizim, and the klolos are on har evil. What is? Push it. You look carefully in targum unklus is mashma. It doesn't depend on the space, on the place, on the geography. It depends on the gavra. Here is there shvatim who are going to blade the blessing, and there will be the opposite of blessings. But the Ramban says, fakert, hagrizin is mechuvin kineged place of brachas, yeah? And our evil is the opposite of brachas. I'm not going through the whole Ramban, whatever. Are you with me? Shtel zich the shaylach and sofer as a poshut, a simple kasha. If hagrizin is a place of brachas, good is on south side, and har evil is to the north side, so I'm facing the har grizim is on my right side, and har evil is on my left side. Right? So far so good. Yeah? And everyone knows right is the symbol of chesed and left is the symbol of gvura. Hello? And mitzofin tiposach haro, the pasuk says in Yirmiyah. Hello? Yeah? So if the, and you say that if the bracha says the Rabban, I'm yuchas to the place, to the miyeshmak and goyim, whatever, that's what I'll say. Oy bazui shtelz of the shaila, the pasuk over there said, right, in har grizim, right, where's the lashon of pasuk? Where? On har, what do you build the mizbeach? On har evil dafka? You build the mizbeach, right? V'zavachta shlomim, v'achalta shom, v'samachta v'yashem l'ikach. Why in the world would you bring the mizbeach for the shlomim, v'samachta l'ifnei Hashem l'ikach, on a place which punkt is miyuchas, is whatever, is connected to negativity, not to positivity? Meil is holy in the Gavra. The place itself is blessed. It's just Ober Lefida Ramban, that the place itself is a Mokim Muchen for Hepech HaBrochus. Ober Lefida, this Mahalach, the Kasha doesn't start. Because at the end of the day, the Klolos Be'emes are HaBrochus. And if you understand it, then you can bring a Shlomim V'samachtel for Hashem Nikecha, you realize the depth. And this Vort, in throughout in explaining the whole Parsha, is when all the Svarim HaKdoshim, Divrei Melech from the Grozhesker, Barichus Niflo, Daran Eidus from Shragi Yoir, Divrei Chaim on this week's Parsha, all the Svarim HaKdoshim speak about this Nekuda. Lefiza, I understand, this is Yesod. It's brought in the Kedushas Levi, from Levi to Berdichev, it's brought from, this is Rosh Shabbos, the Ayv Yisrael from the Abderov. It's a famous Yisod. I'll give you an example. This is Rosh Shabbos speaks about Shabbos. That's what the Sefer is Yisrael. The beginning of Rosh Shabbos, he says, I'm going to give Yontif comes from where? From people. Mekadesh Yisrael Vazman. Zuzadol Adol Asat. Masha'enkin Shabbos comes from where? Zuzadol Eil. Zuzadol Eil is not totally in Ma'isi B'yod. It comes from the Eibish. So the chura, the shefa, the bracha of Shabbos, should be lekula alma b'shova. Umezetz nishtazoi. One person takes from Shabbos gevalt. Karkala brachas, and another person takes very little. Explains this as Durash Shabbos. The etzem mitzad de noisen, it's all the same. Mitzad de mekabel de ebe should give you brachas. But if you don't have the kalim, if your boyer, your keli, is verstopped, right? That the Eibishah gives the Kuli Alma. That's why the Berditchever says, Re'ei anuichi noisin lefneichem hayoyim. What is day miyuchas to? Day is always miyuchas to the sun. That's why it's called day, because, except Manchester or other certain places, most places in the sun shines by day. Right? What chunna do you know about the sun? The Chazal have an expression, Shimsha kula almanech. The sun shines equally into everybody. Depending on what you're having in the sun, it's the same word. You have milk and you leave it out in the sun, you know what's gonna happen? It gets sour. You have shaiva, you leave it out in the sun, it'll get strong. You have pishton, big de loven, and you leave it out in the sun, it'll get white. You go out in the sun yourself, you'll turn black. Depending on what the makabel is, that's how the sun affects you. Is it's not totally in the Abishur. It's totally in the Makabal. Therefore, the Lutzker, the Rishon Lutzker, says, that's why it says, Re'ei Anuichi Nuisein Lefneichem. It should have said, Lochem. Well, Lefneichem. The Abishur, and therefore, Re'ei, you individual, Yankel, Kaldus, whatever. Anuichi, I'm giving it to all of Kal Yisrael. What's going to be with this shefa, whether it will be lebracha or hepecha bracha, that's up to you individual. It's all. And a person gets brachas, gets ashiras. With ashiras, you could do so many wonderful things. Or but does yesh, osher, shamal abaylev, hepecha bracha. Right? You know the famous story I always tell Bar Mitzvah boys? There was once a guy and claimed that he did the Baal Ruach HaKodesh, a clairvoyant, he could see whatever, see through things. So he found that the people wanted to test him. The kid took a butterfly, put it in his hands, and he asked this sage, whatever, tell me what's in my hand, with a clenched fist. The guy, in 2 seconds, you have a butterfly. Okay. What's the evidence? Is the butterfly, he wanted to happen. Is the butterfly alive or is the butterfly dead? Meaning, if the butterfly was alive in his clenched fists, if he'll say alive, he'll give a kvetch and he's dead. If he'll say dead, he'll just open up his face and the butterfly will disprove the guy. The guy was a smart fellow. He understood exactly what this guy is concocting. He says, it is a butterfly. Whether it's alive or it's dead, that's in your hands. That's up to you. The same thing in life, whether the same thing comes from the Shemesh, whether it's used for a bracha or... It doesn't say, no, you can use a bracha uklala. The same thing. It's a bracha uklala, depending on what you do with it. Now I understand, anoichi, right? Anoichi, who's anoichi? The Eibishter, the pastors. Anoichi is a madrega neighbor, the higher than a name, whatever. Anoichi, I'm like, whatever. Another pshatans for him, Magdoishim. Anoichi refers to him. Who's speaking here? Moshe. But Moshe is not giving the bracha, Moshe is the shliach. So one of the perushim in Sfarim HaKadoshim is, how does one come, this bechina, that you could use everything for a bracha, you mahapich, the gevuris, the into all into brachas, you have to chap on the madrega. What do we know about Moshe? Moshe is the opposite of, you know who? In the umazah, Bilam. What do we know about Bilam? Bilam was a tzara'ayim. By the way, just parenthetically, let me just add. Last week, I didn't say it here in Mafzik Adas, but I said it in my Shal Shulis, my Mirin Shul. Last week was Parshas Ekev, was Shabbos Mevorchim Chodesh. So I said a vort, okay, one of the tzaddikim. You remember the end of Parshas Vayetze? It says in Pasuk, Lavan runs after Yankov, and he chaps him eventually, and he says to Yankov Avinu, so Tadikim Taich, Amesh is Shabbos, Rosh Tevis, Shabbos Mavorchim El. Oh, that's a very similar pshat. This part was said by, I can't remember who said what, I'm getting old. Tadikim said, didn't Adverner said, yeah. The Gemara in Brochus, Tafil Ches, the Gemara says, if you see a Talmud Chacham sinning by night, Al Taharal Vayoyim, Shem Osachu. In fact, the Gemara, Shem Osal Gadaita, Ela Vada Yosachu. So why did Tana the Rebbe Shmuel say Shema if it's really Vada? Shema is also, you're not going to be a genius to work out. Shabbos and Vorchum El. Shabbos and Vorchum El, Amesh. Right? Shema is Zichar Vada Yosachu. So I said this vort. You know, sometimes you say a vort, right? And everyone shakes their head. And I say a vort, you can say a vort to your rebbe at home, right? What in the world does it mean? Because Amish has the Rosh Davis, Shabbos, Vorchim, El, what does that got to do with anything? What's the context? I said, I thought about it. It's a very simple pshat, right? Very, very simple. Who is Lavan? Lavan was this galgal in who? Bilam. One of the many tzad hashoves of Lavan and Bilam was what? They both were tzarai, couldn't forgin Yankiv, hechlef es baskurti yaser es moinim. Say Bilam, we explain at length in Parshas Bolok, why was he interested in blessing Kal Yisrael? He says, he wants to go and curse them. The Avis is leisor or so. I'll bless them. Ki baruchu, let me do shach, let me uktam, we had a whole shmuz in that, yeah? If he couldn't give a curse, you want to go to bless them? Pshat is, the Satmar says, Toivosan shall reshoy in Israel Sul Tadikim. When a Bilam, the Tsar Ayin, Sum Ayin, Chazal say, when he looks at something he creates, he brings negativity in there. Just like a Tzaddik, Moshe Rabbeinu looks at Eretz Yisrael, he brings on Kedush in Eretz Yisrael. Bilam brings clawless by looking. Therefore, you see another Tzad HaShavu between Bolok and his Enikel, Begashnius, and his Neshama Beruchnius. By Lavan, it says he shomer lecha pentedaber im Yankiv mi toivarach vilnis like duvshach lemi uktoch. I don't want. Don't look at him. Get beat it. Make a wall. By Bilam, the same thing. So this is one of the ikir avoidus of Elul, to have a toiv ayin, a guta oig, the opposite of what? The eye of Bilam, that itself, the whole shmuz ain't coming. There's a concept we discussed many times in the past, famous word from the Kodesh Magid, the Chernobyl Magid, and Svarim Akdoshim, Eine Hashem el Yireyev lem yachum l'chazder l'hatul imovas nashul l'vizel b'rov. Remember I said this many times? No. The Gemara said, and I said this 100 times, the Gemara says in Tainis Davches, Bimei Shmuel ben Nachmeni, right, remember who? There was Kafna Nusa, there was a famine, and there was death. What should we daven? The Kabbalah, you can only daven on one thing, you can't daven for two things simultaneously. What should we daven for? Said, we'll daven for life, and whatever, and now we'll daven for life, and we'll save the famine, the lack of parnosa. He said, Faker, daven for geld, right? Yeah, and man diyov mizayin lechayu diyov. You get both. What's the tzukta? So the Kodesh Magid says when it comes to gzeira min hashamayim, it comes to tziruf oisus. There was a gzeira of death, which is moves mem vov tov, and the gzeira was of raav reish ayin beis. Ober tzadikim abalabatim of tziruf oisus kiduwa, and eine Hashem el tzadikim. Right, the ayin belongs to tzadikim, so it's either just picked out the ayin out of raav. And hakter arayin in movis. So instead of movis and rav, you have mo'is rav. They teach, who teaches it? That's pshat. It says in the piyut in Rosh Hashanah, whatever umalim ayin misoyrim, ve'ein el yireyev. For Schlechter mentioned, the Ebrusher doesn't give them the koyach of the ayin. And there's many, many perushim. Go on and on about this ayin of ayin. But the pshat is to have the Eine Hashem will to have a get licher oigin this form. That's why and ger there was chachsuch pnei menachem the shirim already. You know toiv ayin yimam shuk brachus, the opposite of an ayin ra. Yeah. And therefore tzaddikim are called eine ho edo, right? And that's the whole story. Who was the symbol of a toiv ayin? By the way, just parenthetically, this reminds you of another thing. Which I said last week in passing, I never explained. I said the Maimer of Tzaddikim all over the place. Errol Tzaddikim said the same word that comes Chodesh El Shabbos of Warchem already. Even the fish in the sea tremble. So we asked the Shaila, gave a terrorist from the Lev Simcha last week. Why not be the fish in the sea? Why not? I don't know the deer in the whatever. And one answer from the Lev Simcha. I thought myself another. Also, you could say, what do you know about fish and sea? We know fish. Fish is a symbol of bracha. That's why I have it gematria with v'yigul rei beker of oretz, which is gematria Rosh Hashanah, with a whole bunch of things, right? Hashem alikechem Yosef alikechem is fish bechal dogim is gematria 47, which is 57, which is gematria kelavaya. All good brachas and rachem alugutzach. Fish is also a symbol of Torah. How do I know? It's a gemara in Avodah Zarah daf gimel because fish is consumed in the no. Yes, where are you looking at me? Fish are in the water. Why did the Abish compare people to fish? Right? Because just like fish are in the water, they only live through the water. Al-Dera say, Yidin only live in the other through Torah. The famous Mashal of Rabbi Kiva to Papas Ben Yehuda in Brachas Tav Samach Beis. And the Gemara says elsewhere that just like the fish, every time there's a tipa of Gishamim, they go up to... people have Torah, but another Chiddush, another have the hair. Fish is Torah. And fish is chsodim. I think you have fish on Purim and fish on Rosh Hashanah and fish. Everything is fish, right? Shabbos, special bracha to fish. Don't say the Hebrews to bless zebras. Special bracha b'yom hachamishi dafka to fish. Yeah, that's why it says binois deshi arbi tzedi deshi Rosh Tevis says the many sosper nu dogim Shabbos odom three. That we have fish and Shabbos. Yeah, but what do you know big about fish? Why is fish so holy and whatever? Dogim stands for Yud Gimel Michle Derachma, the 13 attributes of divine mercy. Why? Because the ayin of fish is mechusa. V'yidgul aroiv beker rosh. Rashi says similar perivative, yeah, but it's also a symbol of alma diskasya, that which is closed. They have no eye. Their eyes are always open. It refers to the ein of pekicha. Why are their eyes always open? Because they live in the sea and their eyes are always closed to everything else. I always say the word from the Imrechayim, the Vision of the Rebbe, Why is a chametz in tzair in the person's nefesh? The chazisti or the leich chazisti? Because mezet was medaf nisht, mezet nisht was medaf yo. When a person is mechusse, when you're bevchinas dogim, and you're surrounded with sodim and umol ha'orez, zeyas avayek, and mayam yom mechassim, then you're able to see humereim yishkal, you're able to see melech biyofye techazen einecho, you see ayin ba'ayin yire b'shuv Hashem tziyin, you see only kiddush. That's the idea of fish. The fish understand the chshivas of Shmiras Einayim, whatever, right? And therefore the fish, when it comes El, which El davoid is to see everything good, right? The fish understand it, and therefore they tremble. It's then the importance. And therefore I understand, by the way, the fees they're getting back to what I'm talking about. That's why it says, Re'ei Anoichi, says the Balaturim. One of these, wow, Balaturim. Re'ei Anoichi, see the Anoichi of Aseres Adibris. And the Balaturim further says, Es Abrach, Asher Tishmu, Sefer Tevis Torah. What's he talking about? The Pshat says, what letter does the Torah start with? Base. Why if it bays on an olive? The simple answer, a kid with short trousers, Yishalmi, because bays is Lashon Brach, and olive is Lashon Or. Hello? Oy bazoy shtel dos taklatz kashe, so why does anuichi the Seres Adibris begin with Aleph anuichi? That the Tzaddikim all answered, before the Eibush gave Torah for my Menar Sinai, Beis is Lashon Brach and Aleph Lashon Orah, be careful, start with the Beis. Once you have Torah, the koyach of Torah is mahapich Orah into Baruch, that's what Torah is all about. Barasi Yetzara, Barasi Loi, Torah Tavlin. The Torah itself is mamtik the Yetzara, then you can start off with an Aleph, and that's the koyach of Kiddush. That's, by the way, I don't have time to elaborate. There's a famous daf. The Panim Yofa says, "V'yadaita hayoyim v'shevayzul avecho." What's the hayoyim? Right? So the Panim Yofa says the same word. The meaning, you believe there was a, there's the mid by day, the Chazal say it'd be maskir, midas hayoyim b'layla, midas layla b'yoyim. Right? What's pshat here? The minim, hakadmoinim, believe the yoyim is midas harachmim, shiny, everything is wonderful. Midas alayla is midas adin. Toshes choyishu vaydi layla vaydi shuvas chalak gifel. So they thought they're two different gods, two deities, rachman al aslan, right? A god of midas adin and a god of midas harachmim. Right? But where do you see the toast, says the flow? Because you see the same sun rises, the same sun sets. So the difference in day and night is created by the sun. The sun is be'etzem hecher than all of it. That's a v'yadaito ayoyim, to know that's all coming from where? From one sheirish, one abish. Hashem ulikim. That's why I don't have time to elaborate. Grizim is 10 times Havaya. Evil, says the Haflor, is Nutrikun. Erev yoyim be'ishin laila, darkness. Evil is Gimatria, 112, we said last one, is Gimatria, Havaya, and Elikim, together with Midas Adin. But it's all one. If I had the time, I would elaborate, but I don't. Open up from Shagiyoyer, and are in Eidos. He goes through I got the message. He goes through all the different signs that Terry gives. Har Evil, so each one is the same concept, right? Of be mehapich gvuras in tchsod. And that's the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu. But the most hasan, I just want to finish this, the lesson for us to learn is the idea of having a toiv ayin, right? The Bnei Yisrael and Sfarim HaKadoshim bring how there's 29 days officially from El, from Aleph to El, Aleph El. There's 29 days till the end, and there's 24 hours in a day last time I counted. Rabbi Sternbruch knew how much is 24 times 29? 696. 696, which is Gimatria Tzoros, amongst other things. We spend a day talking about 696 Tzoros. But it's also Gimatria HaMelech Yaneinu B'Yom Kareinu. When a Yid knows there's an Eibush, by the way, the whole pasuk is Hashem Hoshia HaMelech Yaneinu B'Yom Kareinu, which is Gimatria. This you should know. Bingo. 1,118. When you know there's an Abishur and Avaya, which is Midas Rachman, whatever, Tveris, and Elohim, which is Midas Adin, but it's all one. Therefore, Tzoris 696 is also Gimashi Atik Yoimin. It's all one Shirish. And therefore, they're like, once you're, the idea of Tshuva is once you tap in and you realize there's a reality, a world of illusions, what you see on the surface, and there's a world deep down. Would you reach the toy? I don't get personal. Yesterday I had to take an MRI scan in the hospital. the whole Pasuk. I told my wife afterwards, I felt like, you know, like maybe something wrong with me psychologically, could very well be, for other reasons, whatever. I told my wife there that Tzaddikim said, I don't know who, what Tzaddikim said, that the neshamas that were born after the Holocaust were Gulgulim of the 6 million who were killed. I'm sure that I was, last time around, I was in a crematorium somewhere, and when I looked at the Mashinkala, I felt it was like, I've been to Auschwitz, I've been to Majdanek, you know, it looked mamish like that surah, and you got to go inside, for an hour you got to sit there, right, in Choshech Vafelo, right, and I felt I was, finally like I have a broken shoulder, so I was like, push Begashmi some pain, I was sitting there, right, and I was like, gasping for breath, and I was schwitzing, I was like, get me out of here, right, but I had a bit of savlona tonight. My wife would have done the same what I'm talking about, because like women have, she has 12 children, kind of, and like she went through, what are you talking about? I was gefährlich, I was like in pain. And I decided, you know, this will be no problem, Yossel, no problem, think a perik, tanya about pair, black gemara about pair, tilim, something. All of a sudden, I felt like such a low life, like a gornet, weird mind over matter, you're just thinking gemara, get dig yourself into some Indian or whatever, and you'll be an hour, what's an hour? And I was like hyperventilating, and I'm like schwitzing, and it's terrible. And I thought, and while I was sitting in this machine killer, I was thinking to myself and make a sermon for Shabbos, my holy law. What's the Musa Haskell from this MRI scan? And I thought to myself, it's very easy when you go to the doctor and he gives you a bedikas chutz, right? Doesn't garnish. When you go into this machine killer, right, which is looking inside with magnetic resonance, whatever, boy, is this a painful experience. You could be doing everything right, b'chitzoinis. Everything is gewalt. We're in tif. What's your mahus? What's your essence? Take away everything else. Take away all your learning and whatever. Bottom line, up against the wall and in the soyin, you got nothing. Not your gemara, not your avas Hashem, not your madrigis, not your rochakodesh. The only thing you got is pure Yerushalayim. And who you are, be'etzem husay. And if you let things stuff up, not a question of just removing the rubbish. It's you got to dig deeper in a person. The Eibur Shel Elvin Taka, we should be zoicha to get involved deeper into ourselves. So we come, Re'ei, El Rosh Hashanah, should be Taka Gimatri, Yachsiv Al Simatev. Okay.